Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning, everyone. I'll tell you, here we are in October, and as many of you know, and if you've ever listened to this show, I've probably talked about October being my favorite month of the year. I mean, they're all pretty darn good, but this is my favorite month of the year. I mean, hey, happy National Pumpkin Month, National Applejack, Caramel, Cookbook, Cookie, Apple, Pasta, Pickled Peppers, National Pizza Month. Wow. And I would add National Winter Squash Month, but of course it's good all through the year. But looking in that, and of course, Halloween. I mean, I've been getting ready for that for a long time. I love the soft orange lights and the fall leaves, and which adorn our porch and as well as our windows in some of our house, in some of the rooms. And I've got my favorite little witches out, and I could go on and on and on. But a beautiful time of year here in Western Colorado. The skies are clear now, and the weather, oh my gosh, those temperatures in the low 80s and high 70s and those cool nights, perfect. Couldn't be even any better as far as I'm concerned. And I hope we get some rain. You know, I heard Dennis mention, yeah, October is our second rainiest month, so let's hope we get some of that, and that adds to the feel of fall, and that makes you hungry for, oh, all kinds of foods. And, you know, including all of these that I've been talking about and looking over that list, you know. Popcorn, of course. Don't you all know that it's National Popcorn Poppin' Month, and popcorn's one of my favorite foods as well. So I see a combination here. There's National Caramel or Caramel Month, however you say it. Sometimes I say it one way, sometimes I say it the other way. But coming from the Midwest, we always said caramel. So there you go. And I have a great recipe. I usually talk about this at Christmas time, but I realize since it is National Caramel Month, I will have Max put it up again just to make sure we have it. But caramel corn, which Fred loves, and at Christmas time, I always say you have your choice of popcorn balls or caramel corn, because we don't dare do both because we'll both eat too much. And so I'll have to wait and see what he's going to do on that. But I found this recipe in an old Bohemian cookbook that a coworker of Fred's had. We had just moved here, oh, so many years ago. And I was talking about popcorn. And interesting, they had us for dinner. And I was talking about a caramel corn that I had had back in the Midwest. Somebody made it and said that it was a secret family recipe and wouldn't share it. So I had been on search for a recipe like that. I wasn't sure what I was looking for, but, and I think it probably was, this is kind of funny, I think it was around in October. We were all young families in Minnesota at that time, all young families with small children, and so we'd get together and take the kids, and they'd fall asleep, and we'd stick them on one of the beds, and we would play cards or something like that, and she brought out this caramel corn. Well, in that, so I was telling this couple about it, and he gets up, and oh, we were talking about Bohemian food, you know, kolaches and that type of thing, because he, too, was part Bohemian like I am. And so he went and got this cookbook, and there was a fabulous recipe for caramel corn, I thought, that looked like it. And so he made copies of those pages and gave it to me in a little booklet, which I still have, has lots of stains on it, by the way, which, you know, indicates some good recipes in that, in those few pages, including caramels, too. Oh, great recipe. And so I tried that caramel corn recipe, we knew we had a winner. And it got so I would make it and spread out foil all over the kitchen table and the counters, and we'd make big batches and spread it out then. And it's not hard. You don't have to cook it forever. But it is so good. And so when I saw, oh yeah, it's National Caramel Month and it's National Popcorn Month, so there's a recipe I should throw up. And by the way, I promised you last week, and I just got it, so I will have Max put that up on Monday. Remember when we had Walt Prue from Fish and Game on the program last week? He was great fun, and he was, I won't say bragging, but he was saying he had a pretty darn good wild game beef stew made with elk, venison, or whatever, and he did say it would be good with beef as well. So I got that recipe just yesterday, and so I'll get it to Max and have him put it up there too. So and caramel corn. Now, I made a note to put the caramel corn up there again too, but that's all part of October. Of course, some of my favorite foods like pumpkin, that layered dip that you'll be reading about, and I'll be putting it on our website here as well. So good, and people never think that, they just don't realize what it is that gives it such a good taste, and I'll get that up. But lots of pumpkin recipes going around, and pumpkin goes great in a lot of savory dishes. And as I always say, when we mention putting pumpkin in something savory, people kind of look at you sometimes, and they're, I could just see in their mind, they have pumpkin pie in their mind, which is good. Love that too. But they're thinking, ooh, this is going to add a sweet taste. Well, pureed pumpkin, just pureed pumpkin, which is super nutritional, it is not sweet. I mean, a lot of times vegetables have a little sweetness to them, but it is not sweet. It's not pumpkin pie dip, although there are dips that you can make like that as well. But this one, has sour cream, low-fat sour cream, some cream cheese, chilies, garlic, pumpkin, of course, and ripe olives, which you can make look like eyes on top, and which we'll talk about the finger and the eye trays for Halloween coming up. But so take a look. I mean, you can find all kinds of pumpkin recipes, and I'm going to make chili for Halloween night. My grandson and his wife and our first great-grandchild, little Charlie, will be down to spend his first Halloween. And I'm going to make my fall and winter chili. And in that, I put pureed pumpkin. And, yeah, I've gotten those looks before. In fact, I snuck it in the first time I did that and didn't tell Fred. And he goes, gosh, what'd you do to the chili? He said, it's got a really great flavor. Well, I hope he meant in addition to my regular way of making chili, but I put that in there, and I've put it also in when making pulled beef, a roast, it gives it, in the crock pot, it gives it that deep, rich color and wonderful flavor that you don't recognize as being pumpkin. So you might want to try that, because that's going to be, because of trick-or-treaters maybe coming to the door, this year is different, and they say, being a health department and others saying that if you're going to celebrate Halloween, you'll have to be careful how you do it, but I want the kids to have some fun, and hopefully we can do that. And so I want to be ready, to answer that doorbell. And so we always like to make something like that. And I might make a finger food tray as well to go with that. And I'll talk about the finger food tray when we get back. And Rio just walked in. Hi, Rio.
Hello.
My guy.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Yes.
With your Browns football.
Yep.
Yes, of course.
Playing well. We got a tough one tomorrow, though.
Ooh. Now, who are they playing tomorrow?
Cowboys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woohoo, the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's not going to go well for us tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, see, maybe because you don't have great expectations.
Mm-hmm. It's a very low bar to clear, that's for sure.
Well, that's one thing about Real. He is honest about his favorite team.
Yep.
Be it they're playing fabulous, or if they're playing the Cowboys, he's pretty sure they're going to sink.
Yeah, it's not going to go very well.
Okay. When we come back from our break, Rio, I want to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
All right, so stick with us. A food question, of course.
Well, it's a beautiful Saturday in Western Colorado, and no better place to be than Reed Park in Fruta. The 6th annual Chrome and Brews Car Show is happening. We're all socially distanced, we're all safe, and it's free to get in. And we've got more entries this year than we've ever had in the previous 5 years. 150 and counting today, so you've got a lot to look at. We're talking off-road, muscle, truck, lowrider, even motorcycles are in this year. Come on down and bring the kids, because there's a lot of really fun stuff to see. Plus, we got a ton of vendors for you to talk to, including Coloramo, Sabas Customs, Colorado, NC Auto. And special thanks to our two title sponsors, A&A Auto Customs and Mile High Muscle, Custom Muscle and Classic Car Restoration. We've also got a lot of refreshments. All the fun goes until 3 o'clock. Free to get in. We'll see you at Reed Park in Fruta. It's the 6th annual Chrome and Brews Car Show.
Is your car or truck pulling to one side while driving? Have you noticed an off-center steering wheel or tires that are wearing unevenly? Get your vehicle straightened out at Crawford Alignment and Repair. An alignment can save gas, help your tires last longer, and give you a smoother, safer ride. Own a hot rod or custom car? Precision alignments are not a problem. They also do general maintenance and repairs. Visit CrawfordAlignment.com. Or stop by 2473 Commerce Boulevard in Grand Junction. Just look for the Crow logo on the sign.
Is there someone on your Christmas list who loves all things Celtic? Thrill them with an unforgettable, personalized gift from the Tattered Tartan, the Valley's premier Celtic boutique. The Tattered Tartan features authentic clan tartans, steins, family crests, and more, imported direct from Scotland, Ireland, or Wales. They do take time to get here, so place your order by October 15th. Check out their selection of unique Celtic jewelry, clothing, and souvenirs too. The Tattered Tartan, 113 North 6th, or online at tatterdtartan.com.
This is the Mesa County Republican Party urging you to vote Republican. Vote President Donald Trump. Vote Senator Cory Gardner. Vote Lauren Boebert for Congress. Vote Matt Soper. Vote Janice Rich. Vote Cody Davis. Vote Janet Rowland. Freedom versus communism. Prosperity versus poverty. Law and order versus violence and rioting. Vote freedom, vote peace, vote Republican. This message paid for by the Mesa County Republican Party.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Listen to what they're saying they're going to do.
Sean Hannibal.
And the mob is never going to tell you the truth.
Weekday afternoons at 1, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Of course, we are back here at 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. And I have my producer, Rio.
Yes.
Right here.
Yeah.
You know, admitting that, you know, he's from Ohio, so, you mm-hmm. know, you can imagine which team he likes. But you are facing reality.
Yeah. I know we're in until they prove otherwise. We're not very good.
There, you know, my grandson, when he was going to school, played football for a small school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just really getting started with that. And I love this team's attitude and all the parents and we'd go up to Eagle, you know, we'd drive up for a game and turn around, come home, and wherever they were, like the Beck, they played the Beck and Uray, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said, oh, I'm sorry you lost. And he goes, yeah, but Nan, we only lost by 20 points this time.
Right.
And I thought, what a good attitude.
Yeah.
They're going to keep trying.
You may not win them all, but you can definitely, you know, control your progress.
Absolutely. Now back to the question.
Yes.
Okay, I've been talking, you know, somewhat about all of the foods of fall mm-hmm. and foods of October. First of all, I wish there was a way we could extend October to like 60 days, but can't do that. Of course, I'd have to talk to Mother Nature too.
Right.
But what is your, do you have some favorite foods that you think of when we are approaching fall in October? Do you go, oh gosh, I'm hungry for this or that?
Not really.
You don't?
I don't really, I'm not a seasonal food person.
You know,
like I can eat it out of season, right? I'm like, I've been known to have chili in July. I grill in January, you know, so I
there
mean,
you go.
I really don't have seasonal food. I guess if the seasonal food that I like the best would probably be chili.
Chili. Yeah. Well, you have to try my chili idea.
Okay.
I don't know if you were here when I was talking
putting
about
putting the pumpkin in it.
Yeah. I know you're like him hawing and like,
yeah,
how am I going to get out of this? Because she's
right
a little off center.
Because I'm not a huge food. Like, I like the pie, but other than that, I don't like a lot of pumpkin.
Well, have you ever tried, though?
The pie, yes. I've never put
you see
pumpkin
what I
in
mean,
a,
everyone?
Yeah, I've never put pumpkin in a chili before.
Well, what I should do is make some. Would you give it a try if I gave you a little container?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Because I venture to say, well, of course, now that I told you, there's where I made a big mistake, because when I first fixed it for Fred and some family members, I didn't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
See, and my default position on that is I'm not going to like it because I'm not.
Exactly.
Because I don't like giving people the satisfaction of the gotcha. I put something in it you didn't like. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My family does
so
that to me all the time.
So I am telling you, but you will be honest with me then. All right. That's the deal.
As long as you tell me that there's something I may not like in it, if I'm willing to try it, I'll give you on it. But I'm
all right.
Well, how do you like that? Well, yeah, it's good. Well, I put a lot of stuff you don't like in it. Well,
yeah.
Okay, then you know.
Okay,
I don't,
that's
the
deal.
The gotcha food is not really something I play into that
right.
much.
Okay.
But
so,
I'll try it for sure.
Okay, all right.
I'm up for free food. You know this.
Yes, I do. Let's see. Who do you want me to have on as a guest in the near future? We've got some who will come with all kinds of things for us to try.
Absolutely.
And, well, I had some nose surgery. Not a nose job, you guys.
No.
And there I was, you know, if that can be a fun venture.
Yeah.
With all these stitches and everything. I asked, what's your favorite food? And surgeon was telling me that he makes pumpkin.
Okay.
And so I go, you're my man, you know, and he goes, I make a mean pumpkin Belgium waffle.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. With maple syrup, I believe.
Hmm.
So, how do you challenge, though, your doctor like that? I don't know.
In that situation, you probably don't challenge him too much.
No. I want him to be gentle.
Yeah, once you're getting ready to go under,
right.
You probably don't. Yeah.
But see, I didn't go clear under, so it was interesting. Here
okay.
I was. I heard them stitching and talking, and then we were talking about food. And it turned out to be a fun experience, except as the Novocaine was wearing off.
Wasn't as much fun.
No, but so you see, I can turn any experience into fun talking about food. And then we started talking. And in fact, I want to have his daughter and wife on because they're really foodies. And his teenage daughter is an excellent baker. Which I think gets your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think she should have to prove that.
And I do too. And very creative. I mean, I'd like to get her in here to talk about a couple Halloween ideas because she is, the pictures I saw, I was really impressed with. But anyway, I put a bandage over my nose so you know, and the black and blue is going away, but. Is it hard for you to look at me?
No, no, no.
Okay, good. It's a good thing I wasn't here the day after.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you hear him chuckle once in a while, but he's being...
I'd never do that.
He's a good sport.
Yeah.
He is. And I hope he thinks I am too. But getting back to food. Oh, and I did mention about Walt, and then I did want to mention, I remember Julie was here because she's working with Walt on mm-hmm. the Cameo, at the Cameo Shooting and Education Complex next Saturday. They're having a clay shoot for Rifle Rotary is putting it on, but it is for to benefit all the Rotaries on the Western Slope, and they are using the money for scholarships to trade school. Mm-hmm. And what was the other? Oh, and for the children's archery out there at Cameo, because they have to when they have events for the kids, they have to borrow the equipment. And don't you think it would be nice if they could keep that if they had their own equipment, so yeah. they could just and I think archery. I mean, Fred used to be into archery. Someone I called it Boeing, and he didn't seem to care for that title. But I go, oh, are you going Boeing? And he goes, that's not what you call it. But they're having a big fundraiser out there, and they're going to have a barbecue. And this is all a week from today, so you know, check it out. And you actually you could Google, or you could mention. I'm looking for the official name, which I'll have when we get back here. Oh, no. The Rotary Club and Rotary District 5470 Sporting Clay Shoot Invitational is next Saturday. And so look that up. And you can go out and just watch, which sounds fun to me. And on these beautiful October days.
Yeah.
So fun to go out and watch and have some barbecue.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, always a good time. And help. Rotary is known, you know, for, I mean, we've got so many good groups, mm-hmm. the Kiwanis, the, you know, the Lions Club, we could go on, and they all do such good work and support children in many ways and education. So what more can I say that would you not, why would you not want to? If you want to get a team going, check it out. I think you still could. And a team of five, and all those details are on the website. So stick with it. And I'm getting the notice from my
yes.
buddy over there. We need to take another break. And when we get back, how about some gory eyes for that finger food tray?
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here. Write my phone number down. You're going to need it. 877-218-1972. Get on my calendar for a no-cost, in-person, face-to-face appointment where I can show you how to protect, preserve, grow your retirement, recession-proof your retirement, and make sure your retirement never retires. Give me a call. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me today.
Listen to The Ron Caskey Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on KNZZ.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Sunny, 80 for Grand Junction. Mostly clear overnight. Montrose, 43. Sunny Sunday, 83. Monday and Tuesday, 83. Sunny Wednesday, 82.
My name is Alana. I was 6 years old, and I got diagnosed with cancer. I come to St. Jude for treatment.
After her last treatment on December the 4th, I was just kind of having a conversation with her, letting her know, Alana, you did awesome. Mommy's so proud of you. Like, you fought, you accepted whatever was happening, you went with it. And her words to me were, Mommy, thank you so much for helping me get through this. She said, I could not have done this without you. This was very hard. And I couldn't even hold my tears because when I think about it, I would not have been able to get through this without St. Jude. And so once we became part of the St. Jude family, everything was okay. Thank you, St. Jude, for helping me get her through this, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The information you depend on for life, every day.
Every day.
Oh, this is radio.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ. Radio you can depend on. News Radio 1100 KNZZ. Grand Junction.
Fox
News, I'm Karen McHugh. Down but not out with COVID-19, President Trump continues to communicate with the outside world from his hospital bed at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington.
We know that the president has a very unique communication style, whether he is in person with a number of thousands of supporters, or he's calling into shows, or he's tweeting, or using a social media activity. I am certain that over the course of the next many days, we will continue to hear from the president.
Senior advisor Corey Lewandowski on Fox and Friends. Meanwhile, one high-ranking House member says it's imperative that the nomination process for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continue.
As we approach this election, if the Democrats continue to push more election decisions into the courts, then that means you need to have courts that are capable of handling cases.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise on Fox. America is listening to Fox News.
Destination Election Day.
Change the course.
We are not going back.
Roll with the station that keeps you informed. News Radio 1100.
Get on the train.
KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back here at 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. Rio, he's a busy guy, and he's in and out of the studio here, tending to all the other stations, and, you know, their live remotes and going on and all types of things. So, but he's fun to have, and his take on food, you know, my take, oftentimes collide, not really collide, but are in a different vein, but I am going to try that chili and see what he thinks of it, because we were talking about it being National Pumpkin Month, and of course National Apple Month. Oh my gosh, have you had any of the new apples? So crisp and crunchy, and so many varieties of apples out there anymore. And of course there is really totally over 700 varieties, but of course, we don't see those all in our supermarkets, but definitely the variety has been growing, you know, and you'll see Pink Ladies, Jazz. I like those both. L-Star, Honeycrisp. Oh, Honeycrisp has been one of the top favorites, but I'll tell you what, we've had a couple others that are, and that Jazz and Pink Lady, those are great. And Fred thought apples lately had to be either Fuji or Honeycrisp. But, you know, then there's Braeburn and Gala, Cameo, Northern Spy, Granny Smith. All of these I've seen. And Golden Delicious. But, you know, the good old Golden Delicious. Now, there's controversy about the Delicious apple, the Red Delicious apple. Because over the years, it seemed to be over-perfected to be the most beautiful apple, but it seemed to be losing its flavor. However, a couple of, you know, resources I was reading, and I personally have had a couple Red Delicious apples, and probably those grown, up in Paonia, and there are, of course, totally good. And they were good. I was surprised. I don't know. I think Fred said, hey, we haven't had Red Delicious for so long. I have a apple story for you, a romantic apple story, actually. When Fred and I were dating, I loved, because I was living in the Midwest then, and we only got Palisade peaches at just a very short period of time. And Mother insisted on canning most of them. So apples were my most favorite, and they're second now to peaches. But Fred would look for the most beautiful. There you go. Red Delicious apple, and bring to me. And I can hear y'all go, oh, but you know, it was sweet. And hey, he was doing something that was really good for me anyway, because apples are very good. You know, they have lots of fiber, antioxidants, and as they learn more and more about apples, they, with those powerful antioxidants, and pectin, which is a soluble dietary fiber. And, you know, we all need more fiber in our diet. I think that's one thing that we need to pay closer attention to. But it's good for, help reduce cholesterol and even blood sugar levels with that sugar that it has in it, as well as promotes growth of beneficial bacteria in that digestive tract. So Lots of good things about apples. In fact, I know the Washington Apple people were pushing a campaign of two apples a day might help keep the doctor away rather than the apple a day. So I could certainly see that go that. I think I lately had. And popcorn, you know, it's National Popcorn Poppin' Month and National Apple Month. Oh, my gosh. I love, once in a while, if we've been busy, I say to Fred, should we just have popcorn and apples, maybe a slice of cheese for dinner? Apples and popcorn go so well together. There's a fun thing to do, too, for Halloween is, when's the last time you bob for apples? Our little granddaughter, well, I'm still calling her our little granddaughter, and she just graduated from Cal Poly in June. So when she was about, 5 years old, and they were down to visit, and she said, Nan, did you ever bob? They say bobbing for apples. And I go, yeah, I used to do that. I said, hey, hang on. And, of course, it was in October. October 7th is her birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Amanda, if you're listening, you know, if you could catch this program wherever you are right now. And happy birthday to Fred the next day and my son-in-law, Jack, the next day. But she asked about bobbing for apples. So I had this great big bowl, huge bowl. I got it out, put some water in it, pulled out apples out of their refrigerator, and she and I bobbed for apples. Then we made her mom and dad come out, and we made her grandpa Fred come out. And we had fun bobbing for apples in the kitchen, by the way. It was dark outside. We decided, well, what the heck. So, of course, we are known also as the grandparents who she loved Halloween and had Halloween. We actually went up to their place and did a haunted house for her Halloween party when she was like 7 years old. She wanted that. I don't know who had more fun, but we had in each room of the house something scary. And we are that way. We really get into it with their grandkids. But I could go on and about that as well. But popcorn, National Popcorn Month. Now, sometimes Fred makes his own version of a caramel apple. And I will share his recipe with you. He takes an apple, likes to have it sliced in a bowl. He takes some Kraft caramels, unwraps a caramel, takes a bite or two of the apple, and then a bite of the caramel. Voila, he has caramel apples. What he doesn't know is that I have ordered. Last year, he goes, you know what? For my birthday, I would love to have an Enstrom's caramel apple. Not that ours are bad, but so I went down to Enstrom's, and of course they were all out. And they make batches every so often. So I called yesterday and I said, can I get a caramel apple and pick it up on the 8th, next Thursday of October? And she said, well, we are going to make another batch, and they'll be ready Monday. And so what I do is I pick it up and then try to hide it in the refrigerator. Or just let him have it right away. But that's what he wanted for his birthday. It's pretty simple if you can get in on when they make a batch. But otherwise, I would be making his with Kraft Caramel. So make him an actual apple on a stick. But that's Fritz. I wonder how a caramel apple with popcorn stuck all over it before it sets would be. Just a thought. Okay. What we're going to have for dinner, because we're celebrating fall, tomorrow we are going to have baked real lean pork chops. And I'm going to take acorn squash and cut it horizontally so it looks like flowers. And I do about an inch to 2 inches thick, depending on how easy or hard it is to cut the squash. And I'm going to bake them tomorrow and throw some baked apples in. and then serve a salad. But otherwise, if we were grilling, because I love grilled acorn squash, just brush it with a little olive oil and put it on the grill and watch it carefully and flip it over once. It gets brown, and the sugar that is in the squash kind of caramelizes. You don't want any more. And that olive oil, super delicious and very attractive. I mean, that would be a nice dish to serve at Thanksgiving if you weren't going to do sweet potatoes. I suppose you could do both, but for a fall dinner, try that. And if you want to, you can bake or grill them with a sweet touch, but that's the way we like them. And a hint that, oh gosh, many years ago, I learned that I like a lot of foods that we have prepared for dinner cold the next day. And this person did yams, you know, the orange ones, the yams, and would keep it, some baked in the refrigerator, cut up. So whenever she got an inkling for something sweet, she would go and get a little piece of that sweet potato, and it took care of the craving. And you can do that with squash too, with this acorn or butternut squash. Super delicious. And I've tried, the Turbano squash and some of the others, winter squash, but we still go back to butternut and acorn as our favorites. But give that a try. There's a little, you know, diet tip. Of course, diet's a four-letter word, isn't it? But eating healthy and satisfying that sweet tooth. So give it a try. You might be amazed. And, of course, I have found out, we went on a picnic a week ago Sunday. We also went on another one last Sunday because the weather is so nice now and it's just so pleasant. But I sliced up, now I'm trying to figure out what variety of apples, because I buy a couple of this kind, a couple of that kind, and then I need to have a tasting party. There's an idea for you, fun, in the fall. Have some really good cheese, have a variety of apples, do a little blind taste test, and to see which ones you rank, because I've been looking at the, you know, lists of the top 10, top 15 favorite apples, best sellers, most flavorful, all of that. And they all are a little different with what they have as their top ones. So check those out. But the apples, I sliced them because I didn't want to do that when we were out at a picnic table. So I sliced them, and they were in the refrigerator, and I took them. And believe it or not, when we got home, I still had quite a few left, but so refreshing. And put them in there, and I tell you what, each day for about 3 days, I would eat a couple slices of those apples, and they never did turn really dark. And they were, you know, in like a Rubbermaid container, and, you know, they didn't turn that dark kind of, you know, unappetizing color.
The brown.
Yeah. Okay. Say it like it is, Dixie.
Yeah.
Brown.
I mean, well, it's gross looking kind
of
brown.
Yeah. And you would be surprised. I don't know why, but I had, you know, I was telling him that I sliced the apples up, you know, on a Sunday, and we went on a picnic and we ate some of them. And so they came back home and they were in the cooler on the picnic, and I put them in the fridge. Every day I'd eat a couple slices.
Yeah.
And they didn't get dark. They didn't get brown. And they were still so crisp and crunchy. And I was like, wow, I like this.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. My girlfriend's nephews were around the house last week. And one of them had some green apples laying around. So he had one, took a couple bites out of it, set it on the counter. 45 minutes later, it was brown.
See? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that you had that I burped. You know how they say burp the container to keep the air out. No, I just had slapped it on. Actually, it was one of those you can buy in the supermarket, like a pack of three. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe it was a Ziploc one. I bet it was, you know, but one of those.
There's some apples, they're fresh less, you know, less long as avocados, it seems like.
You're right. I should try avocado with those. I'll bet it wouldn't last for. Oh, you're telling me? What is this?
Yeah.
You should see the, you know, he gives me this little twist with his wrist. So
snap.
His hands go back. Yeah.
You know,
and it's telling me time for a commercial break. Wrap it up. Okay. So more food for thought when we come back. So don't go away. We still have one segment left.
If you're wondering what's happening today in Western Colorado, it's happening at Reed Park in Fruta because it's the 6th annual Chrome and Bruce Car Show. Yep, we pulled it off. We're doing it. All socially distanced, all safe. Come on out, bring the kids, free to get in. And we've got over 150 entries this year. Everything from pre-war, post-war, off-road, truck, lowrider, rat rods, you name it, you're going to find it. And we got a ton of vendors for you to talk to while you're here, including Perry's Power Sports, Acme Chop Shop, Tattered Tartan, Alastis Solar, and our two title sponsors, A&A Auto Customs and Mile High Muscle. If you've been thinking about tricking out a ride you have, these are the people you need to talk to. We're going to be doing judging coming up a little bit later this afternoon. We've got refreshments, like I say, absolutely free to get in. So bring the family. We'll see you at Reed Park in Fruta for the 6th annual Chrome and Bruce Car Show.
School is back in session. Some kids are doing in-person learning. Others are still doing their learning remotely. Regardless of the situation, your child needs a quality night's sleep to learn the most they possibly can. Be ready to take on the schoolwork, the challenges of the day. Here's some tips to help them sleep better. Have your child do their homework outside of the bedroom. 20 minutes of guided imagery or mindfulness exercises right before getting into bed go a long way toward reducing stress. Also, once in bed, it's okay for your child to read with a low-intensity reading light before turning over and shutting their eyes. It's also very important to keep your child on a regular sleep-wake schedule 7 days a week. And maybe look at the bed they're sleeping on with a Sleep Number bed. Compared to average sleepers, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more sleep per night. My Sleep Number setting is 40. My Sleep IQ score last night was an 89. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base, plus special financing and all smart beds. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Stop by the Grand Junction store today. It's at Highway 6 and 50 and 25 Road next to Chipotle.
Hi, this is John McClamay with The House, a safe place for Western Slope teens. We're the only homeless shelter between Denver, Colorado, and Provo, Utah. We're providing shelter and food and hope to over 250 youth in our community at 5 different facilities. What makes that possible? You do. When you become a guardian, guardians give $100 or more a year to keep our youth housed and to invite them towards hope and safety. Learn more at thehousegj.org or call me, John McClamay, at 970-23. Together, we can keep them safe.
You can go to a big box store and you can look at basic different types of window treatments. A lot of times it's overwhelming. What I'm going to do is educate you about the product, the expectations you can have of that product, and why some are better than others for your window. And then I help you find the best treatment for your needs and for your style and make sure it does what you expect.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Aberg with Windowology. Give us a call at 250-7324. Windowology, where we have window coverings down to a science.
The Ron Caskey Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are back with Rio. Rio's my man today. Yep. And we've been having fun talking about the foods of October, including apples. Yep. And in our last segment, if you're just joining us, I have this habit now when I go to buy apples, I'll go, okay, I'll take two of that variety, two of that, and I'm going to figure this all out, which ones we like the best.
How's that go?
And well, first of all, if you take the little stickers off, then you're going,
Trying to remember, is that a Fuji or if that is a...
And so I have to do it all over again because I want to find out which apples hold up so much better. And I looked at descriptions of all the apples. You know, I've got all that information, you know. And but I need to do this test. again, and I will let you know. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, gosh, sometimes, you know, they sit out for a little bit. And I did slice them and get them right in a container, but it was no real special container.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know,
wasn't like the
big
crisper
names,
drawer or
like
anything.
The big names, yeah. Or anything like that. And in fact, it was those, I'm sure, I like to keep those containers that you can not ask for them back because you know you're never going to get them back.
Yeah, like the three for $2 at a grocery store.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And we took them on the picnic, and then I brought them back home and ate them for the next 3 days, those sliced, and never darkened, darkened. And they were so good.
Yeah.
I mean, if the texture was gone, then.
Right.
But they were. And so now I have to do this. But it would be fun if you're having people over in the fall.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be in the fall, but I always think of that as the fall apple time.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun to do a little blind taste test. And you got to keep it straight and you write it on the bottom of the plate,
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing. And then have them taste, you know, and tell
see
you
which apple they like better.
Yeah. I love apples with peanut butter too. Oh my gosh. Do you?
I just like the straight apple.
Well, I like the straight apple.
I just slice it up and I'll just eat it in a pie or something.
Yeah. Well, are you?
I don't eat it very much with
in a pie.
Butter.
In a pie. Did you hear that? Yeah. Yeah.
Or a crisp.
Yes, an apple crisp. Oh, a lot of those will be
Coogan,
on the you know, agenda. There's so many apple. There's even a way to cut an apple that I used to be in nutrition education through expanded food and nutrition program before I got into my grocery thing. And then I actually used it there too. There's a way you cut an apple that looks like a cube. Rubik cube, and you pull it apart.
Oh, nice.
And the kids really loved it. You know, I do it at when I go do programs at schools and that mm-hmm. type of thing. And I tried to do it the other day, and I thought, you need to go through your file. I know you have it there, because I could not quite get it. But that's fun. That's a fun thing to do with apples. And of course, bobbing, I mm-hmm. think, is important. But baked apples are really good, which I'm going to do with those pork chops. That's one of Fred's favorite meals. And my daughter, Julie, and I, we'd always go, oh, it's October. It's time for the baked pork chops.
The apple glazed pork chop type substance.
The baked apples and, of course, the acorn squash, which we were talking about as well. Now, there are so many foods here. It's also National Pretzel Month. Hello.
Yeah.
It gets kind of lost, but pretzel rods... You break them in half, and at one end, you take a little cream cheese and a sliced almond. You can put the almond in food coloring if you want to make it gross, and stick that on the end. It makes a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Same with cheese sticks. And there, you can get the cheddar cheese sticks or the mozzarella ones. And both of those, oh my gosh, they look so much like fingers. And then those little cocktail things if you want. Breadsticks work good, but you take the slivered almonds. I'm just getting you guys ready, you know, mm-hmm. for Halloween. And we're going to have these breadsticks to go with our chili with the pumpkin in on Halloween night. And you take the breadsticks. Now, you can get the ones you have to bake, or you can buy them already done. And then you put a little food glue, which I usually for me is cream cheese or something like that. And then I take the slivered almonds, or you can do the finger nails,
mm-hmm.
but the slivered almonds, picture them in your mind, and you do stick those in blue or green or purple, and you stick them at the end of one of the breadsticks. And if they're big breadsticks, you can break them in half. But you've got claws, then you stick them right into the bread at the end, and it looks like they are claws.
Neat.
Really good. Really good. And then for eyes... Of course, there's always the ripe olives with, you know, pimento inside mm-hmm. or some white cream cheese. But you can also take radishes, red ones, cut them in half. And don't be neat about it when you cut them in half. And then you dig out. Take that grapefruit spoon. I always say everybody has to have a grapefruit spoon for all kinds of mm-hmm. jobs in the kitchen. And scoop out enough and then take a green olive with pimento, cut it in half, and stick it in there. And that has the grotesque-looking eye.
Yeah.
And really, not that bad for you either.
Well, it tastes grotesque, too. Radish, olive, you know.
Very good. Oh, there you go again.
Not a fan of either of those, but it'd be cool to look at.
And in that recipe for stew that I'm going to have Max put up on, mm-hmm. you know, that Wild Game stew, you know what you also could put in there? Get those little pumpkin pie pumpkins in the store
mm-hmm.
Or at a stand and chunk it and put chunks of pumpkin in that stew. That's another thing that is really delicious. And, you know, they'll think it's something else. They might even think it's carrots. So I guess October is my national scary food month as well. Don't you think? But try some of these ideas. And we'll have more to come. I mean, this is going to be a fun month. Love it. And this is the time to get out and take a walk and enjoy the weather. But put that sunscreen on. Take it from someone who knows better. Have a great weekend.